Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Paul Enos joins us. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Paul Enos. He is the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association and our landlord, and we are always grateful.
Hey, good to be here in my office.
Sam. Yes, indeed. It's not a long way to travel. You know, I remember 4 years ago you stood up for Donald Trump, and I'm sure that you were pleased with the result of this election. Did it surprise you that it wasn't nearly as close as the polls were making it out?
No. I mean, I think the polls, I haven't been able to believe the polls for a number of years now, so that really didn't surprise me. You know, it's interesting when you go out and talk to people, you know, from your waiter, your waitress, your Uber driver, you know, folks at the grocery store. I mean, I did wear a dark MAGA hat into a Smith's and Costco, and maybe it's my intimidating face. Nobody said anything negative to me. It was all positive. So, no, I felt like he was going to be successful this time. And really, Sam, I think it's because there are a lot of people, myself included, who feel like the government has been broken for a long time. And you need somebody to go in and disrupt it, and hopefully to the benefit of all of us. Maybe that means we get a little more freedom from these regulations. Maybe that means we get a little more protection from the force of the federal government coming down upon people. You know, they came down hard upon Donald Trump. They come down hard upon fishermen and loggers and people in a multitude of industries every day because of crazy and disparate regulations. The trucking industry, we dealt with that in the state of California and Washington with states that have different meal and rest break requirements than are under federal law, which federal law actually says are preempted. It was Donald Trump whose administration came in and said, you know, we have a problem with this. This rule, the Secretary of Transportation has the authority to get rid of any rule that distracts from safety. They were able to get rid of that rule. The Biden administration, one of the things that they started doing in the last few months was, well, we're going to move forward to re-implement that rule again. So I think it's a good thing. I am pleased with a number of the cabinet picks. I think that Chris Wright, the CEO of Liberty Energy, is going to be absolutely awesome for that role. You know, he's somebody who understands the economics and the benefits of energy. And, you know, the reality is, Sam, without an energy industry, all the other industries, they go by the wayside. And yes, that's oil, that's electricity, that's natural gas, that's nuclear, all of the above.
But the reality for people who study below the surface that the media tends to put out have known that oil and gas was not going to go away anytime soon. That it was going to be something that if it was going to go away, it would be 50 to 100 years,
okay, but
not
you don't see that.
10, 20, 30 years.
You haven't seen that coming out of the regulations. You haven't seen that coming out of the Biden administration EPA. You certainly haven't seen that come out of California.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the end of last year, you know, we survey our members every year. You know, what's your number one? What's your number one issue? And this year, the number one issue is the battery electric truck mandates. And look, I have nothing against battery electric trucks. I think there's a lot of awesome ones out there. I mean, I think the Tesla truck is one of the coolest trucks I've seen. And when I talk to the drivers, they absolutely love driving it. But it doesn't work for every company and every operation. So
why?
Well, every trucking company is different. Really, it's as diverse as the economy that it serves. So range is an issue. Weight is an issue. You know, you can move up to 80,000 pounds across all our nation's highways. And with some battery electric trucks, you're looking at a 14,000 pound penalty. So that means there's less freight you can haul on that truck, which means you're going to need another truck to
right.
haul the same amount
what
of freight.
What about the recharging speed?
That would seem
to be a major problem.
We did a symposium down in Vegas last month, and it would cost the state of Nevada $5.1 billion just for the charging infrastructure and the distribution. This isn't additional generation, which we would need another 35% or so of additional generation in the state if we were to electrify, you know, all of our mobility here. But just to electrify the medium and heavy duty truck sectors, it's a huge investment. I mean, I have a good friend.
And why would the state pay for that?
The public would pay for it in the long run. The state.
But
well, first of all, Sam, I mean, when you look at our general fund budget, how much money we have, $5 billion is a really big nut.
Yes, it is.
Especially for a state of Nevada. You know, in California, they need to add about 55% more generation and spend $100 million. It's a $1 trillion transition nationwide. And the rules that California have put in have caused a lot of my trucking companies who would buy 5, 10, 20 trucks a year. At the end of last year, California said, all right, this is the last year you can add diesel trucks to your fleet, legacy trucks to your fleet without buying a battery electric truck. Well, a battery electric truck, you're looking at $450,000, $490,000, you know, depending on what the configuration of the truck is. 187 miles is the range of one of the OEMs company. Yeah, you couldn't even get from Reno to the Port of Oakland, where a lot of our Northern Nevada customers go. You definitely couldn't get to the Port of Long Beach, so you'd have to stop and refuel. Today, on a tank of diesel, you can get halfway across the country and not have to fuel up again. So
was there discussion at some point? Is there discussion at some point that if California continues down this road, pardon the pun, that you're going to see industries bypassing California? Can they afford to do that to where they would go to Mexico or they would go to Oregon or Washington?
Well, California
to bypass
is
it?
California is the breadbasket of the world. I mean, you know, from almonds to, or as they call them, almonds to, you know, peppers to tomatoes. I mean, a huge agricultural state. And so you still need to go into California. But I've had a lot of California carriers move their operations to Nevada. But the reality is, even if you move to Nevada, if you're going to be operating in California, you still have to comply with the California laws. We had a very interesting thing happen yesterday. The Attorney General of Nebraska filed a lawsuit. He's filed one against the California Resources Board, but filed a lawsuit against a number of the OEMs, the original equipment manufacturers, truck manufacturers, who made a deal with the state of California saying, hey, we're not going to oppose you guys anymore. We're going to, you know, as long as you give us a couple more years to meet your requirements, we're only going to make electric vehicles. So they are now, it's an antitrust lawsuit from the Nebraska Attorney General. We're going to see how that plays out. And look, those are great companies, but they're companies that have had really been twisted into some of these positions that aren't good for their customers, that their customers don't want to change their operations, have to buy more trucks, have to become less efficient in moving our freight.
All right, but what's the recharge time? I mean, let's just talk in practical terms for a truck. But I mean, give me an average.
So fast charge, 880, about 4 hours is the recharge time. Every truck driver is subjected to hours of service rules.
Right.
So they have 10 hours of driving, 14 hours on duty. If you're looking at taking 4 hours out of their day to sit, you know, as opposed to 20 minutes, you know, with what it takes to refuel, you are going to cause supply chain disruptions. And my hope is when Lee Zeldin gets in there, when Donald Trump is inaugurated president, that the EPA waiver that California has is going to go away. Now, that happened in the first Trump administration. There was litigation. When Biden came in, they re-implemented the waiver. So California's continued down this track. But California is causing a number of issues for, you know, not just the trucking industry, but for everybody in the state of Nevada. We have some of the highest fuel prices in the country.
It's crazy.
Because 88% of our fuel comes from the Golden State. They are very blessed in the natural resources that they have, but they have really done a lot to kill that industry. And so when we talk about energy kind of being the base industry for the entire economy, and when you make it harder to get that energy, when you make it harder to make that energy, it's going to have ripple impacts.
And well, look at the limiting of the companies that are able to put the fuel together. I mean, you know, we don't have the ability to be able to get the fuel that we need in the quantities we need, and those companies are shrinking down rapidly.
Sure. You know, 30 years ago, Sam, we had probably 50 refineries that were serving Northern Nevada.
And how many are left now?
Three. And why is that? Well,
you have five refineries. The cost goes through the roof.
Well, and that's what's happened, right? You have five refineries. Two of them have moved to renewable diesel, which is an awesome fuel from both an energy standpoint and a cleanliness standpoint. For every gallon of diesel you burn, you put 22.34 pounds of CO2 into the air. Every gallon of renewable diesel, you put 7.89 pounds of CO2 into the air. Pretty remarkable reduction, which is actually, you know, when you look at the life cycle, twice as much of a CO2 savings as you get from a battery electric vehicle. But there is a cost to that fuel, and there is some scalability issues as well. The feedstock doesn't come out of the ground. It comes out of fast food fryers. It comes from corn and soy. And so there's a lot of resources that go into that. And so I think we need somebody who's going to be heading our energy department, who understands that, hey, the cleanest fuel is the one that's most efficient to get. When you think about the number of trucks that are going to have to go around collecting lard and used cooking oil, and, you know, even in farming to make renewable diesel, it's a pretty astonishing amount. And we need to think about scalability. We need to think about efficiency.
What about moving the Interior Department back to Colorado?
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that I was just in Washington, D.C., and it's a city that I just got back at 1 a.m. this morning, which is why I don't look, you know, as bright as I usually do, Sammy. I think it is good to have government closer to the people that it's impacting. And Washington, D.C., it's a beautiful city with granite curbs, but, you know, they really get disconnected from places like Elko, where I grew up, where we knew about AMUs, right? Animal monthly units. You know, how many right. cows could you put on a, you know, how many acres would it take, you know, to feed a cow? When you talk about water, when you talk about access to public lands, when you talk about multiple use, I think it's good to have the people that are making those decisions closer to the people that it's impacting.
Yeah, it would be nice for our lands bills. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with Paul Enos after this time out.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos. He is the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. One of the things I was pleased about with this election, and as most of my viewers and listeners know, it's fine with me whichever way the election goes.
As long as you get paid.
That is part of it. But there have been times when that hasn't happened. But what I wanted to see was that whoever won, the margin of victory was great enough that we couldn't have people clamoring that the election was a fraud. And so I was pleased to see that not only was the numbers big enough in the Electoral College, but even the popular vote went that way. Do you feel the same way that there is a real mandate at this point? And for people that think that our elections are crooked, that this was a lesson?
Yeah, I think it says a lot that the one measure that got more votes than anything on our ballot was voter ID, that people do see that as a way to combat fraud. I have to give Dave Gibbs, who got that going, and our Governor Joe Lombardo and Mary Madison, who helped fund that initiative, a tremendous amount of credit for moving forward with that, because I do think that gives people a lot of a lot more confidence in the electoral outcome. Mail-in ballots, universal mail-in ballots, you know, I still think is a problem. I think it's a problem that you end up counting and curing for a week after the election.
Okay, how does that get fixed? That's one of my big questions. How do you fix that? Is that something through the legislature?
Yes, absolutely. No, it's something through the legislature. And, you know, there were a lot of people who were upset about the changes in the electoral process in the 2020 election. And while I didn't like what the state of Nevada did under Governor Sisolak, you know, with just Democrat votes to change the electoral system here during COVID, they did it the proper way in terms of going through the legislature to get it done. You know, there were some states that just did it by fiat or by court order. So the way we change that is once again through the legislative process.
By the way, one of the things that happened too is that Republicans finally figured out that instead of fighting against the rule changes, that they should utilize them to their benefit, which they did in this election cycle, and it worked.
No, I agree. And I mean, I think that that's, well, it's also interesting, Sam, just to see this shift in the state where, you know, at the election, there were only 7,200 more donkeys than elephants in this state, that more people are becoming independent than any other party in this state. You know, what, 90,000, 100,000, Democrat advantage was typically what it was statewide ever since. And I got to give Harry Reid a lot of credit for this. When they brought the caucuses here and they did, hey, same day voter registration for the caucus, they saw those numbers expand. And, you know, I think Harry Reid deserves a lot of credit for that big bump that we saw in Nevada becoming more blue than red with automatic voter registration at the DMV. We've now seen those numbers kind of turn. And it was really interesting to see how close so many of the legislative districts were.
Oh, boy, yes.
Now, look, there's a lot of people that I supported who didn't get in there. There's people that I supported on the D side who squeaked by. Kind of surprisingly how close it was in a number of those seats. You know, my hope is maybe it'll have a bit of a moderating effect on the legislature. But then again, we are going to be heading into a legislative session right before the 2026 election where Joe Lombardo is going to be on the ballot again for re-election. This legislative election for me was more about, can we make sure that this governor still has the ability to veto bad legislation? And hey, that margin was doubled. Now it went from 1 to 2.
Right, but it is what it is. We got to take another quick break. We will be right back with Paulinos after this.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news in between and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos. He is the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. You've also taken over the Nevada Manufacturing Association.
So the Nevada Trucking Association is doing all the admin. They're now housed here as well. So, you know, Ray Bacon was a phenomenal advocate for that industry for a number of years, 32 years.
Three generations.
He is retired. And so that's an organization that we are working to build back up and, you know, have a strong voice in the legislature, you know, have a strong voice in this state, you know, in terms of things like workforce development and, you know, regulations that are going to impede a company from either starting or growing, you know, getting rid of some of those.
Can I make a quick point, which people don't realize because of all the politicking? But manufacturing is actually, it's the second largest industry in this country.
It's absolutely amazing. And most of them are small. And, you know, they're small machine shops. They're, you know, small companies that make some very vital things. And, you know, my hope is there's a lot of talk over, you know, tariffs and, you know, what is that going to do to the economy? And I think our the newly announced designee for the Secretary of Commerce, when he said, look, we should put tariffs on things we make in this country, not things that we don't make. I think that made a lot of sense. And maybe that will help some of our manufacturers here to be able to grow and be able to compete with, you know, folks from overseas.
And that's where we have to leave today. But obviously the beginning of a very long conversation. Looking forward to more.
Always
and
fun.
And congratulations. Sandy. Thank you, sir. And we'll be right back.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news in between and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
We wouldn't steer you wrong with the gold standard of steaks at Joel's Chop House. Indulge in dry-aged steaks, seafood, Wagyu tomahawks, located on the second floor, and great views of the Strip.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. You want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next one.